Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt. Weekday mornings at 8.
Hey,
this song can only mean one thing.
Days when the rains came.
Lori Latimer Volkman is around the corner. We will talk to her soon. She's the editor of MileHighReport.com. This chat with Lori, this segment, brought to you by my friend Josh Jutton. Josh Jutton. Let's start that again. This segment brought to you by my friend Josh Dutton, Caliber Home Loans. You know, I've talked about him for a couple of years. Josh is just an absolutely wonderful guy. I've seen him actually help first-time homeowners move into their home. He just loves to be a part of that process and see the joy on their face when they move into their first home. You know, nice young couple or a couple in their 60s, maybe buying their first home. He's there helping them move in. And he's just a great guy. He's the best at what he does. He's been, working with lenders for over 20 years. He's working through this crisis, being very, very, he's very, very busy. He was there in 2008 during the housing crisis and got through that. The guy's absolutely top notch. Please reach out to him, my friend, Josh Dutton, Caliber Home Loans. And yes, reach out to my other friend. Read all her articles on MileHighReport.com. Lori Latimer Volkman. Good morning, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for making this new hour work and 10:30 your time. Glad we can still chat.
Yeah, well, you get to sleep in then, right?
It helps. It helps. Yeah. I mean, when I started this show 4 years ago, I was getting up at 4:15 and now I get up at 6:15 and that is a huge, huge difference.
Yeah. Like there's actually light coming up outside at 6:15.
No, you're right. When you're driving to work at 4:30 in the morning and it's dark out, it's like, whoa. This is a different kind of early, but we're so blessed to be at this great time slot and glad to still be talking with you. And you did it again. As soon as I hit refresh on MileHighReport.com, you slid your article over to a smaller one on the right-hand side, and you gave Joe Mahoney the big, the big top left. This is getting ridiculous.
If you'd had the earlier time slot, I still would have been on the front. On the front page there.
You're still on the front, but, when I checked about a half an hour ago, you had the top left article, 100% larger than everybody else. And now you said, oh, David's about to call. I should be a little more subtle and, take the back seat.
No, really, I'm thinking he's about to call. I need to make sure I've got the whole front page to myself.
I don't blame you. All right, let's talk about Joe Mahoney's article. Mr. Mahoney writes, what should we expect from Noah Fant in 2020? What does Lori Latimer Volkman expect and hope and desire from Noah Fant 2020?
I think like most fans, what I expect is for him to basically pick up where he left off, which was quite good. But, he got kind of off to a slow start. Although, I don't think it's fair to really refer to it as a slow start. I think. When you're the number one draft or when you're the first round draft pick for a team, you have very high expectations to contribute right away. But there were several things going against him to do that. One was just being a position that has to really learn a lot and kind of absorb a lot in a very short time. When you're a rookie, you've got to learn all the play calls and the scheme for basically two positions, O-line and tight end. So, that's a lot to put on a rookie, and I think we kind of forget that. And we also had new coach, new offensive coordinator, a different, you know, a new quarterback. And of course, all that was going to be new for Fant, but it was also new for everybody else. So there are fewer mentors who can really kind of tell you what's going on in the playbook because they were learning it too. So I think the fact that midway through the season, he really started looking like he was comfortable. He knew his routes and he was anticipating the ball rather than being kind of surprised that it was coming to him. And he had, you know, a really great second half of the season. So I look for him to be a major target for Drew Lock this year.
I couldn't agree more. I'm looking at his numbers from 2019. I'll read some of them to you, and then you tell me what you would expect or hope for, what you would be happy with in 2020. And let's assume, just for argument's sake, that we do have the full season. Okay, maybe there are no fans in the first three or four games, but let's just assume that they start on time and they play that Monday nighter, that second Monday nighter against the Titans here. So you tell me what you would hope for, what you would be thrilled to get. Last year he had 40 receptions. What would you hope for this year?
How many receptions did he have?
40.
I think he could probably have, I guess, I don't know if I'd say double that, but I really think I would almost, I really think he's in 60, 70 probably.
Yeah, I was going to say 60 would be great. Anything over that to me is gravy, but I think he's very capable of going out and getting 60 this year easily. How about yards? Last year he had 562 yards. What do you think? Can he push it towards close to 1,000?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would look around 800, 900 yards. I will say, you know, we now have a lot more targets for Drew Lock, which will really help the offense, but it will spread the ball out.
Yes.
So if he's getting 700 yards or even 600, and so is everybody else, I will be a happy camper.
Yes, that would be a wonderfully balanced offense, and hopefully there'll be no egos involved. And if they all have, you're right, 700-800 yards receiving, three or four receivers in Fant, that'd be just fine with me. His long touch.
I'll tell you what I'd be looking for more is touchdowns. Like, to me, yards are great, but, you know, sometimes if you have a couple of receivers, you're getting big, long passes all the time, and you just need your tight end to get 10 yards here and 10 yards there and, you know, kind of nickel and dime all the way through the season,
mm-hmm.
you might only end up with 500 or 600 yards. But, you know, 10, 15 touchdowns would be nice.
Okay, so he had three last year. What's a realistic jump from year one to two?
I think 10 would be great.
Okay.
We should be getting more touchdowns as a unit, as an offense this year.
Yes.
When you've got Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton, and then, you know, Noah Fant and even KJ Hamler, like, I think you're going to, and then we've got the running backs too. So anyway, I expect the tight end to be, I expect him to have more, but as long as they're all getting them, it's all good.
Who's going to lead this offense in touchdowns? And I don't mean Drew Lock throwing. I mean just producing them, either catching them, rushing them, or a combination. Which offensive player do you think will have the most touchdowns this year?
I think it'll be Sutton.
Okay.
Cortland Sutton. Yeah. I mean, he'll have the most experience. He's got that ability to kind of go up and take the 50-50 ball. I think there'll be less pressure on him because there will be others to cover and they're going to all be trying to figure out how to chase Jerry Jeudy down.
Right.
But given his experience, I think he'll be the go-to guy.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. We're talking with Lori Latimer-Volkman. She's the editor of milehighreport.com. Check out that website. It's a great website for everything Broncos. Let's just turn to an AFC West foe for a moment. Mr. Mahomes, you know where I'm going. Mr. Mahomes, number 15. He had a nice week, didn't he? He did okay.
Yeah, he's gonna get paid pretty well.
It blew me away. What was your reaction, your gut reaction, as someone who covers the team and is also a passionate, passionate fan when you saw that contract for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, it's surprising, of course, with the money, but in a way, it's not. I mean, they want to keep him. You know, they want to lock him down. You know, they want to let him know he's their guy. I think they're crazy. I'm fine with it, honestly.
Okay.
In a little, like, it's not like we were going to not have Patrick Mahomes to go against, right?
Right.
So to have him get paid more money probably helps the Broncos down the road when, like, is he really going to be that level 10 years from now? I mean, he'll be good.
Yes.
Very likely. There's no doubt. But there, it's going to make it harder for them to pay the rest of their team. So I think, you know, it'll make it easier for us to balance it out while they're trying to figure out how they pay everybody they want to pay.
Gotcha. Last question, my friend Lori. You know, we keep hearing, you know, this seems to change daily what teams, organizations, you know, what leagues are going to do in terms of fan attendance. I'm hearing like 10,000 maybe allowed for baseball. If they open up, you know, with the Broncos, you know, you're allowed to have like 10 to 15,000 fans in a stadium, you know, that can hold like 70, 75. Would you attend a game like that?
I might if they're spreading it out. I mean, honestly, I probably would if they're spreading it out.
Sure.
Because, you know, outside is definitely the safest.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're not in a, you know, an enclosed arena like the Pepsi Center out here
right,
for the Nuggets and the Avs. But right. I would, too.
I would definitely say, though, like, I'd be doing that at Mile High. I definitely wouldn't be going somewhere that is a dome or an indoor stadium.
Okay. You wouldn't go to the Superdome in New Orleans if the Broncos were down there this year.
Yeah. I've actually been to the Superdome. Or maybe it's probably the older one. I wasn't a fan. But I don't really like indoor football games anyway. I just don't like the vibe. It just doesn't seem real. So I try to avoid those. But this year I definitely would.
I hear you. Lori, always a pleasure. Wonderful talking to you. I'm glad you could come on in this new hour for us. I'm looking forward to many more conversations over the summer and heading into fall.
Sounds great. I hope we're talking football here pretty soon.
Absolutely. Please, we need it. Stay safe, my friend. Talk soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Lori Latimer-Volkman. She, of course, is the editor of MileHighReport.com. Check out that website. Some great articles there now of Randy Grandishar and everything. Mike Shanahan. I forgot to ask her about Mike Shanahan. Of course, she's what is she going to say? It's amazing. It's overdue.
Sure. Something extra for next time, maybe.
Yeah. Thank you. You remind me next week. Come on back, folks. One more segment to go. The Morning Huddle.